have existed from the morning of the world, and I shall exist until the last star falls from the heavens.
This is the Warp Core.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 97, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead. Sometimes you're behind. The race is long. And in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much. Or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it through. Someday our spirit will
get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. But you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me on the sunscreen.
Can listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Will you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold? You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode.
Most times you can hear them talk, other times you can't. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go. Turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. As the sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go. Turn the page.
Sabe você o que é o amor? Não sabe, eu sei. Você já chorou de dor, pois eu chorei. Sabe andar de madrugada, tendo amada pela mão. Sabe você qual sabe nada, sabe não. Sabe você o que é uma flor? Não sabe, eu sei. Você já chorou de dor, pois eu chorei. Já chorei de mal de amor, já chorei de compaixão. Quanto a você, meu camarada, qual o que não chorou? Seja ele quando for, em que você pra mendigar, só mesmo amor. Você pode ser ladrão quanto quiser, mas não rouba o coração de uma mulher. Você não tem alegria, nunca fez uma canção. Por isso a minha poesia. flor não sabe, eu sei, você já chorou de dor, pois eu chorei, já chorei de mal de amor, já chorei de compaixão, quanto a você, meu camarada, qual o que não choro não, e é por isso que eu te digo e com razão, que mais vale ser mendigo que ladrão, sei que um dia de chegar, seja ele quando for, em que você pra mim. Por isso a minha poesia.
senza niente, solo sospeso, quasi immerso nel nulla del cosmo. L'invisibile. Chi siederà sul trono della liberazione? Chi scaverà oltre l'abisso dell'io per poi ritrovarsi?
Evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. Hi, my name is John Dunsworth. I like to play with cement and rocks. I have no idea why. I think it might have something to do with the fact that I'd like to leave a legacy. Maybe a little after I'm gone and people say, hey, who made that? There I am, still alive. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's because I want to get in shape. I lost 20 pounds this summer doing stone work, so I feel physically able. I'm 66 years old, and I hope I have a couple more years. But this video is for somebody who wants to build something using cement. Now, it's a lot of hard work, but we're going to run through it step by step. Now, I don't know where you live, but I have a great environment that I work in. This is the Atlantic Ocean here. My dad gave 10 children in our family. He gave us all a piece of land 30 years ago. And most of my family built around here. There's my house up there. I built that myself. And there's stairways and rockways and stone walls. I used to stop every day on my way home from work in Halifax, put 15 stones in my trunk, and come down and throw them in a pile, and then on the weekend build stone walls. Slowly but surely, my friend. More slowly than anything else. First thing you're going to need is cement. Yep. I've gone through maybe 80 or 100 bags of cement this summer. Now, the first thing you really need is a cement mixer. Now, you can do it by hand in a wheelbarrow, but it's an awful lot of work. This little beauty has been mine for maybe 15 years. It has mixed thousands of loads of cement. It's still faithful and wonderful, works perfect. Now you're gonna need some buckets. This is a great bucket I got at Home Hardware, I think $7 or $8. 3 buckets of sand, 1 bucket of cement. How much water do you think should lubricate that mass? I'll tell you, check this out. Less than 1/3 of a bucket, believe it or not. And you take your bucket full of water and you put it in your machine. And then you go and get some sand. I think a raccoon went through here last night.
You drive your truck to the quarry and they put on a ton of sand and you unload it. And you should unload it on a piece of plastic because it mixes in with the ground.
And I think this is my 11th ton this year.
And you mix the first bucket full of sand with the water, and then you turn the machine on. But there's one thing you do before you do that, and that is you put on your safety glasses. If you're a lady and you want to keep your hands nice and soft, like me, then put a little hand cream on them, and then put on your nice surgical gloves. Don't get the ones that you wash dishes with, because they'll fall apart immediately. And now, we're ready to mix them in. Next, you put in your cement, and then mix it up. Now, some people say, if you're not putting your hands in that cement mixer, it'd be very difficult to get your hand caught in here. You'd have to try really hard. Now, that's beautiful. Now we get another bucket of sand, we'll be on our way. The mixture we use is 3 to 1. 3 buckets of sand, 1 bucket of cement. And again, we should make sure it's mixed in nice. Now you can see it's starting to thicken up here. That's what you want. You gotta have a real good wheelbarrow. My wife gave me this for Christmas about 5 years ago.
Maybe it's because I would like to make some kind of order out of chaos, but not really, because most of my life I create chaos, you know, so. My mother remembers I came into the house once when I was 2 years old, saying, "Mommy, I have rocks in my tummy." Turns out it was true, I had swallowed some rocks, but what I've been trying to do is secure the waterfront from the ravages of the Atlantic Ocean. Today is a red letter day.
The end of an incredibly arduous task. When you consider that this barrel of cement might do this area, you can imagine how much it took to do all of this.
I don't know if it's lucky stars or if it's your metabolism. I don't know what it is. But some days things just work wonderfully, and some days it's a struggle. But if you persist through the struggle, it'll still get done.
I've used this for 20 years. It just scarves you by at the Sally Ann or something. Doctors laugh at me when I say my back pain comes from getting a cold back and lifting something. They say, "Ah, it's got nothing to do with the cold back." I'm convinced it does, so this has saved many a back pain for Johnny Dunsmore. Now these big rocks over here, as you can guess, a big excavator came and put those in, did a wonderful job. Now I've laid out what we need here. Let's start.
Sometimes you have to really be imaginative to find your materials. You can always buy it. I have a certain language for rock picking. Scobbling is almost like taking a rock that you didn't own from a place that you don't have any permission to take them from. And I've got hundreds of those rocks from dump sites and things. You go for a little drive in the country and you'll see a barn that's fallen down. And you can walk over, and if there's nice stones there, you can knock at the farmhouse next to it and she'll say, "Oh, help yourself, help yourself." And you do.
Now, I don't use a level for much stuff, but what I like to do is have a semi-straight line. No, I like that, but how much cement are we wasting? Lots. So, we'll just mix some stones up.
Stones that I got from the beach.
It's always nice to have a gentle persuader for breaking rocks up if you need some more rocks. When you work with stone, a lot of times you get kind of sentimental about it. I don't know why. Like, sometimes you feel sorry for a stone that doesn't fit.
Same way as you feel sorry for people that don't fit. Well, some people you feel sorry for, but you hear about that BBC star and that coach and the Catholic Church. What's going on? Get a hobby. Do cement work.
This is the last stone.
Now there's one more step that we do, and that is to take a paintbrush and just smooth it out.
Now, I very seldom have cement this wet, but it'll harden right up so that it'll be just as hard as that. By tomorrow, you can drive a truck over this.
I have a very accurate case of low self-esteem, and by accomplishing things, makes me feel better.
It has its rewards. And one is, stand back and say, yeah.
There's no set rule to it.
Trial and error. It's good enough for the girl I go with. It's a John job. Now, I hope that this lasts until after I'm gone.
I don't expect people are going to look at, you know, my stone wall and say, hey, John Dunsworth built that. I mean, they'll probably say something like, I think it was Jeff Dunsworth who built that. He's my son.
Clean that old wheelbarrow.
And you have to. I'm telling you, that cement will stick to anything.
So, my dear friends, that's how you make something with granite and concrete. All around here, there are little things like right over there, there's a compass rose. I'm building a theater down here. You can see the big star in the middle there. This was 3 years ago to commemorate my daughter Molly being in a movie called Hobo with a Shotgun. And that's all sea glass that she collected right here from Bumbly Beach.
You can do anything you like.
You could build a little seat. You could have your lunch right here. This isn't finished yet. It's going to be nice here. You could have a nice cool drink. Or you can make a fire pit right here.
I always wanted to have a swimming pool. It was always part of my dream. I was the guy with the white picket fence and the two kids and beautiful wife. And now I have four kids, a beautiful wife, no picket fence, but I got my pool because I built it myself.
Fill your boots. Be imaginative as you like.
I hope you try it. If you do, you feel just like me, young, happy.
Call me Rachmaninoff. We're here again, John again. Or Rockman. Or Mr. Silly.
Yeah, okay, man.
I've had my fun. If I don't ever get well no more, I've had my fun. If I don't ever get well no more. I know my health is failing me now. I know that I'm going down slow. Won't somebody write my mother and tell her the shape I'm.
doctor just can't do me no good. Back when I was a young boy, oh, I just didn't.
Those high. that a change would do it good. See some old friends, good for the soul. She had the bone with a face that would let her get away. He saw that face and he lost all control. All control. Night after night, day after day, it went on and on. Then came that morning, he woke up alone. He spent all night staring down at the lights of LA, wondering if he could ever go home.
Drew!
How's it going, dude?
Dude, it's going good, man. We're live in the studio, as they say.
It's great to be back here.
Yeah, man, you look really good in the C-Cut studio, dude.
Boy, just like I remember it.
Yeah.
There's my old love seat and my lava lamp.
Yep. And you got that, you got your special hat on.
Oh, and there's that picture of me on the wall. Underneath the little plaque that says, if you see this man, call the police.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, Andy, is that your lunch over there?
Oops.